Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. This is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California. It's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee.
Hi, this is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
And this is Brett from Vancouver, Washington.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord, He is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. These words shall be on your heart. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord, He is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. These words shall be on your heart. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord, He is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your might. These words shall be on your heart. These words shall be on your heart. These words shall be on your heart.
We're in Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 22 to verse 25.
Now it came to pass on one of the days, both he entered into a boat and his disciples. And he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake," and they launched forth. But as they were sailing, he fell asleep, and a storm of wind came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And being afraid, they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?"
Well, not only do people get healed and raised from the dead, now the winds and the water obey him. The elements of the earth obey him. It says, "You shall say to this mountain, be lifted up and cast into the sea," and it says, "It will obey you." And it's interesting, too, they call him Master, Master, we perish.
They thought they were going to die.
Yeah. Anybody see anything else in that scripture?
Obviously, in their minds, the winds and the rain was an elevation of what he'd been doing. Who is this?
So he's at the right hand of God. He's there at the right hand of God, and we have both the Holy Spirit in our hearts that prays to God for us with groanings that are not utterable, and we have Jesus that can do all these things. The raging, he rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm, and he said to them, "Where's your faith?" And it later on, some other place, he says, "You will say to this mountain, 'Be removed and cast into the sea,' and it will obey you." So that tells me that when we are of full age and full grown, we get to that point to be just like Jesus. Guess what? Isn't that what that's really? If you put all the scriptures that we've learned so far in these gospel parallels, that's what our aim and our goal is. We could pass through a crowd and they wouldn't see you, or you'd be hidden from them in a crowd. And you could say to the wind and the sea roaring to be calm, and it would obey you.
They didn't even answer his question.
No.
They were afraid and marveled, "Who is this?"
The very one they've been following. Who is this?
Well, they believed all these other things, but now he's turned it up a notch, and they're like, "Where's your faith?" I mean, that's a challenge right there.
Well, they didn't know he was God. He wasn't. I haven't seen the transfiguration in this right?
I haven't seen it in this one.
Not yet in Luke. So he hasn't been revealed to Peter and John and so on.
You know, people can say what they think about something, but that doesn't mean they really believe it.
Or they get it in full, in the fullness of it.
They don't get the fullness of it.
They know he's different.
They go, "No, he's doing this. No, truly he's this." But then this, "Who is this?" It goes past what they thought could be done. This other stuff, okay. But this just went here.
I remember going around with this friend of ours that was a man of God, and you would constantly see things that were going on. And they were unusual things and remarkable things. And sometimes he'd wear you out. This little heavy-set guy that didn't look like he was in the best of shape, and I'd be worn out, and I was an athlete of some kind. I wasn't like Andy. Andy could run over hill and dale, run a few miles, 26 miles, right? Is that a marathon, Andy?
Yeah.
He could do a marathon.
Yeah.
I could run to the store. People don't know this, but Andy, he won't talk about himself. He's a world-class runner.
Oh, not that good.
Well, he ran one of the local marathons, which is a big one, and came in third, I think. But anyway, I don't build him up too much. But one day, I went out with him, and I stayed up with him the whole way. The whole way, I stayed upright with him. And then I put my 10-speed bike away.
Oh, funny.
Jumped off the bike.
Yeah, I had to finish the story so you would. Because Brett's going like, "I don't believe it." Or I could have said I parked my car, but it was a 10-speed bike. Okay. Luke 8, 26 to 39.
And they sailed down to the country of Gerasenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he was come forth upon the land, a certain man out of the city met him who had demons. And for a long time he had worn no clothes and abode not in any house, but in the tombs. And seeing Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beseech thee, torment me not." For he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out from the man. For many times it had seized him, and he was kept under guard and bound with chains and fetters, and breaking the bands asunder, was driven out of the demon into the deserts. And Jesus asked him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons were entered into him. And they were entreating him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now a herd of many swine was there feeding on the mountain, and they entreated him that he would permit them to enter into those. And he permitted them, and the demons came out from the man and entered into the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep into a lake and were drowned. And they that fed them saw what had come to pass and fled and reported to the city and to the country. And they went out to see what had come to pass, and they came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons were gone out, sitting clothed in his right mind, at the feet of Jesus, and they were afraid. And who saw it reported it to them how the demoniac was delivered. And the whole multitude of the country of the Gerasenes round about asked him to depart from them, for they were holden with great fear, and he entered into a boat and returned. But the man from whom the demons were gone out prayed him that he would be with him. But he sent him away, saying, Return to your house and declare how great things God has done for thee. And he went away, publishing throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him.
Well, this is an unusual story, wouldn't you say? There's not another one exactly like this in the scriptures. This is unusual. And I don't know if there's a mate on this one, is there? 16 to, where did this start?
26.
Let me see really quickly if I can find
26
one.
To 39.
Yeah, I don't see one.
If you honed in on the name Legion, it would clue it right away. If there's not Legion.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yes, it is found in Matthew 8, 28 through 34, and there's only a few verses on it. It's found about equal amount with Mark. It's actually talked a little bit more about in Mark chapter 5. So Matthew 8, 28 to 34, Mark 5, 1 through 20, and here in Luke 8, 26 through 39. What did you notice first thing, Brett?
He was doing something like dealing with demons. He was confronted by a man who had many demons.
And no clothing.
No clothing.
You might call him a nudist.
Right. And let's see here. He wasn't living in a house. He was living in the graveyards or the tombs. So he was around, where they buried the dead. And that's where he lived.
Let me ask you a question. Do you see anything related to nudism in the scriptures, unless there's some demon activity with it? You ever wondered about that?
And I just got what you said.
You just got what I said.
I did.
In the Bible, have you seen anything other than that?
There's a message in there that if that is a prevalent thing that is driving people, it's probably demon activity.
Anyway, and for a long time, he wore no clothes. What are the other things?
Let's see here.
The next one, no clothes.
So no clothes. He didn't live in a house. He lived in the tombs.
Okay. Do you see that with people today? And yeah, another word you call them?
Well, we were talking about that earlier today.
They give him a classification, a name.
Sure. Homeless.
Homeless.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them, I think there's an instance in here that it talks about they destroyed whatever they were around, a certain group of people. And some homeless people cannot live in a house. They'll burn it down.
They don't want to be in a house.
They don't want to be in a house. They don't want
to be. They don't want to be tamed if in a roundabout.
And is that usual or unusual? Is that the norm? We don't want a house?
That's unusual.
So they link that with demonic activity. It's kind of interesting how you can, this cuts it, if doctors or psychologists, but they refuse to read the Bible, but if they want to put a classification on and really get down to the heart of the problem so they can help these people out, some of these people, they don't need a drug, they need help.
It's a spiritual problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with with spiritual problems, demon activity, that sort of
thing. And what's another thing?
I was just going to say is that this guy had more than one.
Okay, but before that, let's look at the different, we're looking at different symptoms. What's the next symptom after no house?
They lived in the tombs.
They were drawn to death.
Things
about like things were dead around them. Maybe there's death around them, dead animals, whatever. Anyway, there was tombs.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is the next thing?
Recognizing Jesus. It says in verse 28, now seeing Jesus, he cried out and fell before him.
If you're wondered, you know, people yell. If you have Jesus with you, if he's part of your life, do you think they might know this and yell and say certain things and maybe even know your name?
We've had that happen to me not one mile from where we sit. Somebody was yelling at me from the other side of a block.
And knows your name.
Knew my name, yelled it over and over and over until I got right to them. They quit yelling.
But they did it with a quiet voice here, right?
Screaming.
Oh, a loud voice.
Yes.
Just like it says here.
Just like it says here.
And they'll even say, what have I to do with thee? Jesus, Son of the Most High God. So these demons know Jesus. Actually, remember there's that one group. I don't know if I'm divulging this. Paul, I know, and is that?
Oh, I was thinking.
Oh, that's
have we
another,
done that? We can't do that yet.
Well, he gets over there in another book we haven't gotten to yet. Did you?
It's in the next one.
No, it's in the next one after the next one.
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if you look through the scriptures, you're going to find these things and you're going to see these characteristics.
We'll get into this other book that you could really see. It gets more clear.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
And we'll back look at it.
But here's just a small little list of things that we can look at are characteristics of demon possession. It's really what's going on here. And the other piece with this was that it says that Jesus asked him, what is your name? And he said, Legion, for many demons had entered into him. So they don't occupy space.
Time and space, yeah.
And so you look at like a legion, what was a legion, like 5,000?
Couple thousand. Yeah.
And so you can be walking on the street and come up to an individual who may have that.
Well, we know that, see, it not only calls them demons in this, and it does this in other places, it does it many other places. It's called unclean spirits in verse 29, for he was commanding the unclean spirit to come out of the man, and driven of the demon into the desert. A demon is an unclean spirit, same thing. Mm. Spirits do not occupy space or have weight. So here, cramped into this little person is 2,000 demons. I mean, let's say the guy's 7 foot tall, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or Shaq, or even a 5 footer or a 4.5 foot man. It doesn't make any difference. They fit in all of them because they don't occupy space or have weight.
Right.
But they're able to do extraordinary things. Look at the extraordinary things. We hadn't got into that. Here's another clue. We missed another clue. So a loud voice. What's the next clue after a loud voice? We didn't talk about it.
The unclean spirit had seized him many times, and he was bound with chains.
No, before that.
Do not torment me.
Torment. Are there people that are tormented today?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, do I see it today more than ever, especially if they do drugs. It seems like drugs are a gateway, a door that gets opened.
Saying it can be tormented.
Yeah.
Now, this is something—
Not to torment me.
Not torment me. In other words, why would you say that if they couldn't be tormented?
In your thoughts, dreams, and so on, that could be demons.
Like a person being tormented by that.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean they have to go in you and you be possessed, but if you go into certain places and feel torment, why don't you go find another place? You know, like if it's a movie and it's a horror show you're going to and you feel tormented, you might not want to be there.
Well, we talked about it before where sometimes you'll even go through a town and it's got that going on with it. And you can, you know, if you don't see what the symptoms are or the characteristics, you may just go through and it may bother you and you may not know what's going on.
So the first characteristic is sometimes they can be bold and come and meet you. They can come up to you and meet you. And they might be nude. These are just, you know, they might have one of the other ones and maybe not have another one. They can't live in a house. They like the tombs. They speak in a loud, I'd say an extra loud voice.
Mm.
They're tormented. And then later on, you brought up the next thing about person keeping them under guard. How well did he do with handcuffs on?
Well, actually, not very well. He ripped those things right off. It says he was bound with chains and shackles, being kept under guard, and yet breaking his bonds. Like unbelievable strength. Maybe abnormal strength. And we read in Mark, too, that one of the characteristics is he was cutting himself.
Oh, that's a pretty good list right there of, and instead they call it split personality or.
Right, schizophrenia and depression.
Multiple personality.
Hearing
multiple demon personality.
And they'll even change their voices. Different ones are talking, whether it's a little girl, they'll talk like a little girl or.
I've even seen singers that would be little girls, 9 or 10 years old, singing with the powerful voice of a woman.
An adult voice.
Yes.
I've wondered about that, Andy.
Oh, boy. I looked at that and I go, no way.
Yeah.
She's talking like this and then she sings. It's this giant voice. And
something
I'm like,
takes over.
Yes. It's unbelievable.
It's totally unusual.
It's unnatural.
It's beyond natural.
Yes.
Yeah. I've thought exactly the same thing.
But I just saw a group, you know, it was like a thing of various children singing, and they were singing. Some were just singing their child's voice really nice, but some of them were really an adult's voice coming out of them.
And some kids are far beyond their age. Well, they could be having help.
Of their ability.
It could be possession.
Yes.
And some people become possessed because of alcohol or drugs. Some people, it happens. Maybe they get hit in the head and it's no fault of theirs. They're at a weakened point where the demons can take over. They prefer a human body. They don't like pigs because the pigs don't like them. Because the pigs ran down and killed themselves. But they have the natural lusts of the flesh that humans do, but out of control. And so they like a human body to do what they do because.
They belong there.
Should we tell them?
You can tell them.
I'll tell you a little bit. But you can go on and prove this, but they are disembodied spirits. You know, people are made up of spirit, soul, and body. And the body, the flesh, the dust returns to the dust. And all souls are mine. The soul that sins, it will die. It will return back to God. All souls are mine. But the spirits they're spirits, it says that, the heart or the spirits of people.
Unclean spirits.
Unclean, that have become unclean and have not repented from their ways and have died in their sin. This is before hell was set on fire. And there's a place in the Bible that tells where hell is set on fire. And we'll talk about that in detail some other time. But these are folks that have died. And, you know, of this one fact, men today are willingly ignorant that the earth is of old. And who's ignorant, Christians or scientists?
Yes.
Yeah, Christians are ignorant of the fact the world is of old.
Oh, well, they want to put it to 6,000 years.
Scientists lie and exaggerate, which
they
is
go
a worse
thing. They
go
in the
out
spectrum.
In the billions and even the millions. But you can almost prove that the Earth is actually 20 to 120,000 years old. I'm going to guess about that. There's a reason. I can show you a couple of scriptures that nails it right about to somewhere between 20 and 120,000 years. That's the best I can do. And I deal a lot with science in my engineering career and surveying and math, and I love them both. And they're both involved in this quest of knowing the truth in this, but hell was set on fire at a certain time. It talks about it in the Bible, and it talks about these people that were there before Adam. I won't say any more. And there's several proofs on that. And that's a real interesting thing that we go into in the creation story. And of this, in 2 Peter chapter 3, look for yourself of this one fact. Men today are willingly ignorant that the earth is of old, and the world created out of the water and by water. The world that then was being overflowed with water perish. And that word is apolutrosis, wiped away. Not Noah's flood, wiped away. And
no two by two.
No two by two.
No.
Wiped away. Apolutrosis.
No eight people left.
And Adam was told to replenish the earth. Same word as Noah was told to replenish the earth. So there had to have been people before. Noah was told to replenish. Oh, Adam was told to replenish.
How do you re something if it hadn't already been there?
There's no re if there's no
pre. Refuel the car.
There's no re if there's no pre.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be a pre Adam. He was told to replenish the earth, exactly the same Hebrew word as the one in Noah. From the same like and kind, it has to be, but there's more to this whole thing. So you'll have to come back and hear the creation story. You were going to say something.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You had said something about these unclean spirits that are now wandering the earth. Now they're just in a state of constantly out of control, walking around in the lust of their flesh, right?
Oh, it also says the church is the haunt of every demon. The church, this false church, Mystery Babylon.
It's interesting because these things still have those characteristics, and they can mess with people, possess somebody.
They want to be in a person and the same lusts that people have.
And people have those lusts, so you can look at it as not everybody who does that stuff, maybe they don't necessarily have an unclean spirit. That might just be them constantly operating in the flesh. But if it's completely out of control, would it be safe to say that then that becomes a possession type deal?
Or oppression first, and then will become possession. If they can continue in it or get into drugs or other gateway type activities. And Jesus can heal it all. He can cleanse it all and bring the person back to being Christ-like. And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."